They're age-old questions. How much do I tip? Who do I tip? Seems there have been many changes that I was not aware of. I don't recall being informed or asked for my opinion, either. I feel like maybe during the pandemic a lot of businesses upgraded their debit card machines. It might have come from the fear of germs when handling cash or the move to a cashless society or really just technology upgrades. I'm really not sure why, but when you get the machine to pay now the tip options no longer start at 10 to 15%. It often starts at 18% and goes up from there. At a local restaurant the other day, it not only started at 18%, but it offered like a report card on what your tip would mean about the service. For example, 18% gratuity means the service was adequate, while 25% would mean it was good, and 30% would mean it was excellent. Now, as we reviewed what the different tips would mean, the server stood over our shoulder. How embarrassing. We literally felt pressured into the 30% option, even though service wasn't that amazing. We were angry at ourselves the rest of the night for caving. Indigestion through guilt. But that got me wondering if this is the new norm. According to Julie Blaise-Camo at etiquettejulie.com, employees are turning to the employer, in non-traditional places, asking permission to access tipping. Society has definitely jumped on the bandwagon. There are tipping options now at coffee shops, bakeries, and even when you opt for takeout, as in if I pick it up myself. There's always been a bit of a gray area. Tips were always expected at restaurants, for food delivery, bars, nail salons, and hairdressers. Here's another question. If the service provider owns the business, should they still get extra? At the nail salon, sometimes two different people do your fingernails and toes. Am I paying per digit? Honestly, anyone brave enough to massage my ugly feet deserves extra generosity. So, I am not anti-tipping. I am against tipflation, though, and it's a thing because there's now a word for it. There's also a condition called tip fatigue, and I've got it. In a recent Angus Reid poll, 62% of Canadians say they are being asked to tip more now than in recent years. The results showed 71% said service has not improved. My tipping decision does depend who is asking. It's likely not fair to the cleaning crew, but in these days of crazy high motel prices and a lack of service where they may not be doing daily room cleaning, towel delivery or replacement of supplies, then no, I am not leaving a daily tip for cleaning. I do appreciate the friendly, personally signed note left on the night table at the start of my stay, but there can be no additional tip. At the risk of sounding cheap, I cannot justify a tip at the drive-thru when someone hands me a coffee. I'm also not paying at a self-serve buffet. And be careful, as some tips may already be included on your bill. From my understanding, the rule of thumb is still 15% and it's based on the cost before taxes. The machines, however, are figuring tip amounts based on entire bill. This whole thing makes me feel guilty and a little angry. I want to be appreciative, but I also don't want to be gouged. I've heard it said that if you can afford to dine out, then you can afford to leave a proper tip. There may be some truth to that. There's also truth to the idea an employer should be paying a living wage so nobody has to be so dependent on the kindness of strangers to make ends meet. Here's my tip. Set your own priorities and determine what you can afford to give and to whom you want to give it.